You're listening to an Ask Anything research briefing from askanything-app.com. Agent Forger is useful to study because the reported failure was larger than one malicious link. Zenity Labs described a cross-site request forgery-like weakness in the Visual Builder for ChatGPT workspace agents. In the reported chain, a crafted link on the legitimate ChatGPT domain carried attacker-written instructions in its query string. An eligible user, already signed in and with a connector previously authorized, could open that link and have the builder submit the embedded instruction automatically. The researchers say the resulting flow could create an agent, attach existing connectors, weaken approvals, enter preview, and create a recurring schedule. Their demonstration then used connected email as a later command channel. That distinction matters. Ordinary prompt injection tries to steer a model that already exists. Here, the untrusted language reportedly helped instantiate and configure the privileged non-human principle that would later run. The article therefore interprets the chain as a confused deputy and request forgery problem with persistence. The immediate repair is straightforward. URL-derived state must be inert. A navigation must never submit model input or mutate an agent. If importing draft content from a link is genuinely needed, the service should decode and display it, label its provenance, strip every credential, connector, approval mode, schedule, sharing rule, and trigger, and require a deliberate import action. The resulting draft should have no tools, no data access, no persistence, and no ability to execute. But that front-end repair is only the first boundary. Drafting, granting privileges, publishing, and running are different security transactions. The safe lifecycle moves from untrusted import to draft, review, authorization, publication, and finally runnability. A model can propose a configuration, but it cannot advance itself through those states. A deterministic service has to validate the change, and high-impact authority needs a human confirmation tied to the exact configuration. The next principle is identity. A new agent should never inherit the builder's whole session or a reusable OAuth token. It needs its own non-human identity, an immutable version, and a short-lived credential constrained to the approved task. The human sponsor remains separately attributable. Every connector call should be evaluated against the agent, version, sponsor, trigger, resource, action, purpose, destination, parameter constraints, and current credential state. This is where zero-trust architecture becomes concrete. The model is not the enforcement point. A gateway between agents and tools validates typed actions, allow listed resources, destinations, data classification, rate and volume limits, and approval requirements. Read-only is the default. External recipients, public sharing, secrets, regulated data, and bulk exports receive explicit egress controls. An agent cannot edit its own policy, credentials, identity, logs, or kill switch. Preview also needs a real security boundary. The reported exploit depended on preview reaching connected accounts after approvals had been weakened. A safe preview uses synthetic or masked data, mock connectors, disabled network egress, no schedules, and no persistent memory. If real data testing is unavoidable, the platform should call it execution, issue a one-run credential, confirm every external write, and destroy the environment and token afterward. Persistence deserves separate approval. Schedules, inbox listeners, chat channels, webhooks, API triggers, and agent-to-agent messages are executable ingress. Each one should be authenticated, schema constrained, bound to a fixed identity and version, and unable to redefine goals or permissions through freeform content. Scheduled runs need fresh credentials, expiry dates, run caps, owner and security notifications, and an immediate suspension path. Dangerous combinations, such as sensitive reading plus external sending, or a recurring schedule plus an outside command source, should be denied or require independent approval. Detection follows the same effect graph. An enterprise inventory should capture each agent's owner, sponsor, immutable version, connectors and scopes, approvals, schedules, channels, memory, sharing audience, runs, and destinations. Append-only telemetry should record creation, grants, policy changes, preview execution, publication, triggers, sensitive reads, and external rights. Useful correlations include an unusual builder link followed by several connector attachments, reduced approvals, preview, and a new schedule. If exploitation is suspected, preserve the evidence, disable the agent and every trigger or channel, revoke agent and connector credentials, enumerate every read and write, hunt for related agents, revert unauthorized changes, and assess whether affected accounts or sessions need resetting. The malicious URL itself must be handled carefully because query strings can spread through browser history, proxies, referrers, analytics, and support systems. Validation must test the entire composition, not only one parameter name. Try alternate URL locations and encodings, authenticated and unauthenticated sessions, hidden submissions, connector and approval changes, production access from preview, credential reuse, cross-agent delegation, multiple egress paths, review to execution races, and revocation during a run. The pass condition is not that a malicious phrase is recognized. The pass condition is that untrusted input cannot produce an unauthorized state transition or tool effect, even if the model follows the instruction perfectly. There are important evidence limits. The public technical account is Zenity's disclosure, not source code, a CVE record, or a public OpenAI postmortem, and the approved article did not reproduce the chain in an enterprise tenant. Zenity reports disclosure on June 4, 2026, and a fix on June 8. Current OpenAI documentation supports the surrounding capability model, while NIST guidance supports per-request authorization, application identities, least privilege, separation of duties, and independent enforcement. The resulting recommendation is therefore defense in depth. Turn an agent builder from an ambiently authorized control plane into an editor whose proposed effects are independently authenticated, authorized, observable, and revocable.